Unit 6, page 151. I'm all ears. Fortune tellers, real or fake?
Good morning and welcome to our show, What Troubles You? I'm Bob Jones, and today I'm going to talk about a very serious topic. People who are tricked by so-called fortune tellers. Here is a letter I received from a troubled listener. I am very worried about my friend, Jill. She is about to make a few decisions regarding her future, and instead of listening to her friends, who have known her for years, she has decided to go to a fortune teller. I have tried to tell her that many fortune tellers are fake, and that it is impossible for a complete stranger to tell her what is right for her and what is going to happen to her in the future, but she just doesn't want to listen. I wish there were something I could tell her that would prove to her that fortune telling is a trick. Sadly, the problem described in the letter is very common. Making decisions, especially about the future, is not easy. Unfortunately, there are people who take advantage of this and present themselves as having special powers that can help people at difficult times. It doesn't matter whether they use cards, crystal balls, or read coffee. They all share the same goal, convincing their innocent clients that only they have the powers to help them. However, there is a way to prove that it is all a fake. All you have to do is understand why it is so easy for so many people to be tricked. First of all, nobody wants to be considered a fool. People who ask for the help of fortune tellers do not want to admit that they are making a mistake. What this means is that clients want to trust the fortune tellers so much, even if what they say is very general and can be true for almost everyone. The clients don't really want to see this. For them, it is enough that what is said can be true for them too. Fortune tellers use several techniques, which are known as cold reading. Cold reading is the combination of methods used by fortune tellers or crystal ball or coffee readers to convince clients that they know a lot about them. As I have already said, one of these methods is making general statements. These statements give the impression that fortune tellers know more than they really do. A statement like, "You are about to make an important decision," is a good example of a general statement. Making decisions is something all of us have had to do. In many cases, this statement is made at the beginning of the reading, making the clients wonder how quickly the fortune tellers know exactly what troubles them. Another trick that fortune tellers use is making the clients feel that they knew what the clients were going to tell them before hearing their answer. For example, after the clients agree with the general statement saying that they are about to make an important decision, the fortune teller will say, "Yes, that is correct," as if proving to them that they had known this the moment they saw them. If the clients disagree with the general statement and say they are not about to make an important decision, fortune tellers use one more method, which is to change the general statement to make it correct. For example, they can rephrase what they have said and say, "Well, you made an important decision in your past and its results are bothering you now." Or, "Things are going to change and you will need to make an important decision very soon. You are very lucky that you have come now, letting us help you decide correctly." Last but not least, many fortune tellers not only listen to what the clients say, but also pay careful attention to their body language. This gives them clues to whether they are going in the right direction or not. Leaning back or forward, opening or closing eyes, swallowing, holding one's breath, shrugging, and many more are all signs that fortune tellers are quick to take advantage of. Many clients are not even aware of their body language. Nodding the head in agreement is something many people do automatically. Clients who nod their head are not aware of the fact they are doing this. When fortune tellers notice even the smallest nod, they know how to continue the reading. Once again, tricking the clients into believing that they see and know everything. This, of course, is not true. Remember, analyzing body language can be learned and does not mean that fortune tellers have magical powers. Let me end by saying that I really believe that if people knew the tricks behind fortune telling, they would understand that no magical powers are involved. No one can read thoughts. To all our listeners, and especially you, Jill, you have wonderful friends who will always be there for you. Please don't make the mistake of going to people who only want to take advantage of you. This is Bob Jones wishing us all a good day.